This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Syrian opposition activists say Iran-backed fighters are on alert in eastern Syria a day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes on sites in the war-torn country. The airstrikes came after a suspected Iran-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans on Thursday. The situation was calm Saturday, following a day in which rockets were fired at bases housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria. The rockets came after U.S. airstrikes on three different areas in eastern Syria near the area bordering Iraq. This, according to opposition activists. The attack and the U.S. response threatened to upend recent efforts to de-escalate tensions across the wider Middle East. The Taliban says it's still trying to take charge of Afghanistan's embassies abroad despite international isolation because of its restrictions on women and girls. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
In a video, the government's main spokesperson said they had sent diplomats to at least 14 countries to take charge of other diplomatic missions abroad. The UN and foreign governments have been extremely critical of the Taliban's treatment of female education and employment. As a result, the international community in general remains wary of officially recognizing the Taliban. In Kabul, 10th grade student Sarawat told the AP she has few prospects under the Taliban's rule. We are living with an uncertain future. Women's futures are wasted because they cannot study and go to school. Despite the disapproval to Taliban policies on women and girls, some countries retain an active diplomatic mission in Afghanistan, including Pakistan, Turkey, Qatar, and China. I'm Karen Chamas.
The bodies of two people were found Friday on a freight train in Texas after someone telephoned officials to let them know there were people on board.